VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Doris. You're now listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hello, VoiceTuber. This is Doris. People nowadays have been under a lot of pressure because of this competitive world. So, how do you usually deal with stress? Some people suggest doing some exercise or yoga, but I believe there are some of you who eat a lot when you're stressed out, right? However, do you know that some foods can actually help relieve stress? Kill two birds with one stone, huh? Are you curious what the foods are? If you want to know the answers, check out the video for today. And now, we're getting into the sentence. The sentence for today is, healthy carbs like this spur the release of the brain chemical, serotonin, which has a mood-boosting effect. 像这样的健康碳水化合物会刺激大脑释放有助于提高情绪的血清素。好，那我们首先先来看一下发音的部分。首先，第一个要注意的重点是 chemical。chemical 比较特别的是，这边的 ch 不是发 ch 的音，而是 k 的音。chemical。再来，第二个要注意的重点是 serotonin。serotonin 这个字的重音在第三个音节 ，serotonin。最后一个要注意的重点是 boosting， boosting 中的 oo 发的是 u 的长音， boosting。那么我们最后再来念一次今天的句子： healthy carbs like this spur the release of the brain chemical serotonin, which has a mood boosting effect。那么句子都没有问题的话，我们接下来就进入单字的部分。首先，第一个单字呢是 spur。spur 是动词，意思是促进、加速。spur 在句中的意思是想表示促进大脑的化学物质释放。那么它也可以当作名词来使用。如果当作名词的话，意思就会变成马鞭或者是激励。补充一个英文用法， gain your spurs 的意思呢是获得声望或者是赢得荣誉。那么我们来看一下例句的部分。 Tourism has the effect of spurring economic growth. 观光业有刺激经济加速发展的作用。可能很多人因为疫情的影响打乱了原本的旅游计划，但还是希望大家最近先忍耐一下，等到疫情完全受控以后再出国玩。这段时间可以当作自己再多存钱，等到真正出国以后就可以买更多东西咯。好，那我们接下来就进入第二个单字。第二个单字呢是 chemical。 chemical 是名词，意思是化学品、化学制品。chemical 也可以作为形容词使用，意思就会变成化学的。补充一些跟 chemical 相关的用法，像是 chemical dependency， 意思就是对毒品或者酒的化学品依赖，而 chemical reaction 则是化学反应的意思。我们来看一下例句。 Do not touch those chemicals. They're toxic.不要碰那些化学制品，有毒。那么最后一个单字呢是 effect。 effect 是名词，意思是效果、影响。 effect 如果要说某事物开始起作用，就可以说 take effect。 那么补充一个跟它长得很像的单字，那就是 affect。 AFFECT Affect 是动词，意思是影响。我们来看一下例句的部分。 I took the medicine for a stomachache, but they didn't have any effect. 我吃了胃痛的药，但它们毫无作用。大家不论身体哪里不舒服，都要乖乖吃药，不要跟我一样硬不吃药。明明一个小感冒，我却硬生生咳了快一个月才好，到现在也时不时都一直在清自己的喉咙，害我的同事也在取笑我。 Okay, so that's all for today's pronunciation challenge. After watching this video, you'll find out how to cope with stress. If you have any special methods to relieve stress and don't mind sharing, feel free to share it in the comment below. Don't forget to practice the sentence for today, and I'll see you guys next time. Bye!